This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. President Biden met with the national governors today at the White House during the National Governors Association meetings. In remarks, Arkansas Governor Asia Hutchinson, who chairs the National Governors Association, tells President Biden that governors know how to build roads and bridges.
It's the money. Give us flexibility. We will spend it, and you can audit us. But we would welcome that partnership.
The president, of course, responded.
Gov, you said send your money. We have. We've sent you a whole hell of a lot of money. And we're going to send you more and keep using it as well as you have.
He also went on to comment about U.S. border security, always a hot topic among governors from the southern states.
If we figure out why they're leaving in the first place, it's not like people sit around and say in Guadalajara, I got a great idea. Let's sell everything we have, give it to a coyote, take us across the border, leave us in the desert. The country doesn't want us. We don't speak the language. Won't that be fun?
The First Lady and Second Gentleman Vice President Kamala Harris's husband also addressed the governor's spouses today. With the United Nations Security Council meeting today to discuss threats to international peace and security, and the U.S. working to ramp up diplomatic pressure on Russia over Ukraine, the country at the center of all this is not sitting idly by. The Secretary of National Security and Defense Council of Ukraine told the AP on Monday that Ukraine has the capability to mobilize 2.5 million people at once if Russian troops invade. That, according to Alexei Danilov, he said Russian forces would be immediately repelled if they attacked. Danilov said Russia's President Vladimir Putin wanted to demolish Ukraine, but would not be able to unless he internally destabilized the country. This is VOA News. Groups of civilians across Ukraine are volunteering for military-style training to fend off a potential invasion from Russian troops. Far-right movement Azov and the National Corps welcomed hundreds yesterday on the outskirts of the capital of Kyiv to teach them basic tactical maneuvers and weapons handling. Commander of the Azov Battalion, Maxim Zorin, told the Associated Press the training camps were essential. He said, today, we are talking about the Russian Federation's plan for a new attack against Ukrainian territories. And at the same time, we're talking about the absolute ineffective actions of the Ukrainian government. And that is why we took it upon ourselves to start training the civilian population. Ukrainian women in Kharkov, some 40 kilometers from the Russian border, were also joining military-style weapons training sessions. Well, President Biden is preparing to host the ruling leader of Qatar at the White House as the West faces the prospect of a European energy crunch if Russia invades Ukraine. Qatar is one of the world's biggest natural gas suppliers, but it might only be able to offer limited assistance if Russia disrupts the flow of energy supplies to Europe. The British government said Prime Minister Boris Johnson has received a report from an investigation into lockdown-breaching government parties. The Cabinet Office said senior civil service Sue Gray has provided an update on her investigations to the Prime Minister. Johnson's office has promised the report will be published swiftly and the Prime Minister will address Parliament about its findings later on. Professor Tony Travers of the London School of Economics said Monday that he thought Johnson's political survival was almost certain, but cautioned that it remained to be seen if further damaging information will be made public in the interim.
Now appears that the Sue Gray report, or at least a version of it, will be published today, that's Monday, and we'll see then what exactly is in the report, how much of the full report we'll never know, but how much is actually published. And then I think stock will be taken by the political system about whether this is damaging or whether it simply leaves everybody hanging on the police inquiry that's now, or investigation, which has now started.
Exactly 1 week after Burkina Faso's president was overthrown in a military coup, the African Union has suspended the West African nation. The AU's Political Affairs, Peace and Security Department announced on Twitter today that it had voted to suspend the participation of Burkina Faso in all AU activities until the effective restoration of constitutional order in the country. The announcement came as a delegation from the regional economic community of West African states said that they have similar feelings. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.